my stepmother.
Oh.
She put it off, and by the time they diagnosed it, it was too late. So you can put off dealing with your finances, a poor marriage. Can you imagine in your life? What's the most important thing for you that if you put off, it would be disastrous? Somebody else out there is putting that off.
Wow. You're right, of course. There are things that we all know we should do and we put off. We don't think it's going to matter to us. And that just shows that we are not as wise as we thought we were.
No. In fact, actually recognizing that we are fallible, recognizing that we're not motivationally perfect, that we have lapses in willpower, and that we don't always make the right decisions, allows us to do something about it. In fact, the people who believe their actually willpower is perfect are the ones actually most likely to get into trouble.
Well, I was going to ask you if there is a personality type that is most likely to suffer from procrastination. Is there a kind of person who is more likely to put things off than others?
Well, in the book, I provide a diagnosis and help to identify what type you are, because there's actually three major causes of procrastination, contributing factors. And in fact, you can put them all together in that neat equation. That's why it's called the procrastination equation. The biggest one of those three is impulsiveness. You know, inability to delay gratification. It's wanting it all now. You can be very spontaneous. You're maybe probably a little bit more fun, and you can take advantage of the opportunity as it kind of leaps upon you. But typically, it's unfortunately really kind of cuts its two ways, bad side effect. It's when vices provide their pleasures more readily than virtues, then the ones most impulsive would be also be the most corruptible. And this is really what causes procrastination, is that we have these long-term but delayed goals, things that are going to provide the rewards, but in the future, like, you know, getting a degree, exercising, quitting smoking. On the other hand, we have all these temptations that pull us away from these long-term goals. For example, you know, Facebook, social media. I mean, I talk about the internet nowadays, and this is why you see a fivefold increase in procrastination over the last 30 years, is that we're all trying to work where there's a casino, a strip club, and a games room in virtual terms.
Well, and even small things. I have to say, one of the things that struck me most when I was starting your book was the suggestion you turn off the notification that you've got an email. There's something about sitting in your office when that little beep goes off that is almost impossible to ignore. And maybe you want to.
And acknowledging that you're going to have difficulty ignoring your email, that your will is not perfect, allows you to do something ahead of time to actually do something about it. So by turning that off, actually, you get about a 10% pop in productivity each day. There's other things you want to do. People say, well, I can't work flat out. I need to actually have little breaks. I said, yeah, little breaks. But so often, how often you said, I'm just going to watch TV for 15 minutes, and now they're still there 2 hours later. One way of doing this is actually having an alternate log on. So you have a Dr. Jekyll and a Mr. Hyde personality. When you want to take a break, log off your Dr. Jekyll and then go to your Mr. Hyde and make sure Mr. Hyde looks different. It has a different background, a different feel to it. And you'll find out that you actually won't feel that you need to take breaks as often. And then when you're on your Dr. Jekyll personality, you won't be distracted as easy as you once were.
Yeah. How much of this is hardwired into us? How much are we all sort of built to put things off?
There's been actually a few kind of genetic twin studies. It's really a great methodology. Twins raised together and raised apart. You can tease out the exact amount of genetic source of any of all these personality traits. It's about 50%. So half you, half environment. That still leaves a lot. It's kind of like getting a poker hand. You know, a few cards are dealt with you and a few can choose. You know, it can make a really big difference. So this is why I don't think you can eliminate it entirely, but you certainly can manage it. There's a lot of things that have genetic origins, like diabetes. Some people are more susceptible to diabetes. But, you know, with proper diet and exercise, you can actually control it. And the same thing with procrastination. Just because it has a genetic origin doesn't mean there's nothing you can do about it.
Well, tell me a little bit about the genetic origin of procrastination. I'm not sure that I understand. Are we literally built to create this struggle?
Oh, all of us, yes. All of us to one degree or another. Like height is genetic in origin, but some are small and some are tall. Same thing with procrastination. It's really baked into our brain's neurobiology at a fundamental level. It's because we have not one decision-making system built into us, but two. We have a limbic system, and this is our emotional part of our brain, which responds to immediate concern.